It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Just like that, the final 2 months of the year are upon us, and if you're someone who does income tax planning, the time is right now. It's a volatile time, so if you're going to be pre-purchasing inputs for 2023, I wanted to know, is there one area where you'll get the most bang for your buck? What is the most likely to jump up in value next year? Is that what we should be buying right now? To answer that question, I spoke to Caitlin McCulloch. She is the director and the senior agricultural economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
Unfortunately, you're probably looking at higher prices either way, and locking in, you might just reduce that stress of not buying at the absolute high points. But this market, I think, no matter what you're talking about, is going to be very difficult to time. I gather a lot of the folks you're talking to are probably looking at it for tax planning purposes. You know, any of those key inputs that you can reduce your tax burden with will probably be a good idea to purchase ahead of time. I'm not sure there's necessarily one that I would recommend more than another, because I think they're all going to be relatively high and dealing with some of the same issues that we've seen this year.
So there you have it. I thought maybe there would be one thing I could give you the scoop on, but it sounds like continued high prices to be the norm. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.